This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast inside a packed wedding hall in Kabul killed and injured dozens of civilians. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing late Saturday. One witness says everyone near the bomb was killed. The Islamic State group's affiliate in Afghanistan claims responsibility for the blast, killing at least 63. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council on Saturday at a ceremony in the capital, Khartoum. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Nirad Abdullah, who herself protested for months ahead of the agreement, stood outside Friendship Hall as the accords were signed. Abdullah says she is happier than she can express that moving forward, a new Sudan will be built. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Spain says a Spanish rescue boat with 107 migrants in the southern Mediterranean can sail to Spain and disembark its passengers. Italy's interior minister told the Open Arms ship to leave Italian waters and go to Spain. A spokeswoman for Open Arms says the organization is not willing to sail to Spain given the emergency situation that they are experiencing on the boat. For more on this story and all of the latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security was heightened and arrests made as right-wing groups and counter-protesters challenged one another Saturday in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon. Police Chief Danielle Outlaw says 13 people were arrested.
We believe these arrests allow us to hold those committing violent acts and other crimes accountable, while at the same time deterring others from acting.
Police seized metal poles, bear spray, and other weapons and closed bridges and streets to try to keep the rival groups apart. More than 100,000 people are holding another day of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong amid increasingly severe warnings from the Beijing authorities. Bonnie Leung is a protest organizer.
We would like to say that Hong Kong people will soldier on until our five demands be heard and responded by the Hong Kong government. And if Beijing's and Hong Kong's tactic is to wait for our campaign to die down, they are simply dead wrong.
Activists and police have clashed over the past 11 weeks, but this weekend's rallies have so far been peaceful. The protests were sparked by an extradition bill, which has since been suspended by the Hong Kong government. China, which has built up security forces nearby Shenzhen, has likened the protests to terrorist activities. The World Food Program warns that millions of people in Burkina Faso are facing what it calls an unprecedented humanitarian emergency because of growing hunger, instability, and displacement. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Fighting in Burkina Faso has intensified over the past 6 months, raising intercommunal tensions. Attacks, killings, and targeted kidnappings by different armed groups have increased. The United Nations reports escalating fighting, some fueled by ethnic and religious beliefs, has forced more than 237,000 people to flee their homes. The insecurity and large-scale displacement, it says, has led to the closure of dozens of health centers and thousands of schools, depriving nearly 330,000 children of an education. In addition, hundreds of thousands of people are facing severe food shortages. WFP is urgently appealing for $35.3 million to cover needs until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three Palestinians were killed Sunday by Israeli forces. The Palestinian Health Ministry says, adding that another Palestinian man was wounded in the shooting. An Israeli military statement said a military attack helicopter and tank opened fire on the group of armed men spotted adjacent to the security fence in the northern Gaza Strip that separates Israel from Gaza. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.